In Los Angeles today, a memorial service for a man who created something practical that evolved into a cultural icon, the crash test dummy. Samuel Alderson died last week at his home in Los Angeles. He was 90. He started out in the 1950s, developing dummies for the aerospace industry. The dummies were used to test jet ejection seats and to help simulate the splashdown of the Apollo nose cone. His son, Jeremy Alderson, says that evolved into work for the auto industry.
Dad was someone who was very skeptical of the automakers' good intentions when it came to auto safety. He went bankrupt two, three, maybe four times in the early days because the auto companies were not buying his product. The market opened up, he said, after Ralph Nader published Unsafe at Any Speed. If it hadn't been for Ralph Nader, there would have been no crash test dummy business.
When he was coming up with these crash test dummies, what was the scientific secret behind what he had to make them do?
Well, the science was very poor. People didn't really know how bodies reacted when they are hurtling through a confined space that's just hit an object. So they did initial studies with cadavers, and then they started to try to make these dummies that would approximate the weight distribution and the acceleration characteristics of a human. And it was just really a series of successive approximations, and he always felt that making a car safer was a matter of making incremental changes to the total environment, making a generally safer interior compartment.
And these crash test dummies would be the controls, really, in a number of experiments, I guess.
That's correct. They were the standardized control that could be used.
I imagine your father to be a person who was always tinkering, always coming up with something new.
He was a man who, when I was growing up, he would lie on the couch, and when I'd ask him what he was doing, he'd say he was thinking, and he really was. He would be there just dreaming up solutions to problems, new products, things that he wanted to try out, and yes, that very much was a part of who he was.
What kinds of things?
Well, it wasn't just in auto test dummies, in fact, that he was a groundbreaker. He invented a large series of products for radiology that would help to measure received doses of cancer patients. There were always things that he was developing. He's now, one of his last products was radiation therapy for breasts, keeping breasts positioned so that they wouldn't get burned by the radiation and so forth. That was something he was working on. He was working on when he died. He never stopped.
I've read that he created synthetic wounds for military training exercises.
Oh, just one of many things he made along the way. The Army needed to have battle simulations so that if soldiers were going to be on a battlefield, they shouldn't, for the first time they would see it, freak out and think, "Oh my God, there's blood and everything." So they had my father make a whole series of synthetic wounds, bones, things that squirted blood, things that looked like they were bones poking through the skin. And, he would be bringing these things home all the time. It got to the point where my mother had to tell him to stop because it was starting to bother her having so many body parts in the house.
Sounds like all your friends would have wanted to come over and play at your house.
Well, they would have if they would have known what it was, but people didn't know what my father did. I had a hard time explaining it to them. And this whole thing that the dummies became kind of iconic in our culture, this just astonishes me. It's like if you would have had a father who had a bottle cap collector, and the next thing you knew, he was being honored for his bottle cap collection that you just thought was something he was doing in the back room. Well, I didn't see this coming, and neither did he. And no one ever thought that crash test dummies would be a big famous thing.
Did he talk about that it had moved into popular culture? There was a band named Crash Test Dummies?
No, he was a scientist through and through. Everything had to be kind of rational for him. And all of this fol-de-rol about it just didn't matter to him a bit.
Well, Mr. Alderson, thanks for talking with us about your father, and I'm sorry for your loss.
Well, I thank you very much, and I know that he would be very pleased that people did care about his work.
Jeremy Alderson, remembering his father Samuel Alderson, inventor of the crash test dummy, he died last week in Los Angeles at the age of 90. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.